Dope FM.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope Know Your History episode to step to. If you recognize that, then you definitely know what we're doing in this episode of Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. I'm your host, Chase March, and just like always, we are going to dive deep into the history and culture that is hip-hop by specifically looking at one artist today, an artist that literally changed the game, an artist whose influence is so huge in hip-hop and even outside of hip-hop that you probably have heard him, even if you don't think you've heard him. Or if you're like, ah, that's old school hip hop, I'm not into that. I'll bet you any money your favorite artists are. The track that we're hearing in the background right now is Mos Def, a track called Love. I wanna play just a small tidbit of it right now for you, and then we'll talk about what we're talking about today.
They say the goodness in life belongs to those who believe. So I believe. Yes, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish the rhyme. And yo, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish.
I hate to tease you by playing only the opening portion of that song, because it's an incredible song off an incredible album. Mos Def's Black on Both Sides was my joint back in the day. I played that album like crazy, and the track I just played for you, I really love it. It's just beautiful and poetic, and it's about the writing process, how you start to sink into the paper like you yourself were the ink. It's incredible, but it's not a Mos Def line. It's from this earlier song called I Know You Got Soul.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your mess. The rhyme from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text the tempo like a red alert. Reach your reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that could dance and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got soul.
Yeah, I'm teasing you once again, playing only the first verse of I Know You Got Soul by Eric B. and Rakim. That was off of their album Paid in Full that came out in 1987, and it was the third single off that album. Very, very influential track. Rakim is one of the best MCs to ever do it. He really changed the game with his style, his delivery, the way he was so poetic with his words. It was kind of a shift from the old school where rappers were using cadences and kind of shouting. He was kind of more laid back and really putting words together in really complex ways. You know what else is interesting about this song right here? It is one of the 500 greatest songs of all time. I'm not talking about hip-hop classics, I'm talking about songs of any genre. And if you don't believe me, Rolling Stone put that list together in 2004, and this song is on it. Of course, the opening of this track has been featured in quite a few different songs. A lot of artists have borrowed it for their own songs, including this one. I hate to fade out the late great Aaliyah there, but there's so much I need to do in this episode of Know Your History, focusing on the huge influence Rakim has had. Here's another track you might not have suspected was influenced by Rakim.
Hey yo, this song is for anyone. Fuck it. Just shut up and listen. Hey yo.
sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this earth. And since birth I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blurt this berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps in itself to relieve all this tension dispensing these sentences getting this stress that's been eating me recently off of this chest. And I rest again peacefully, peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freaks see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not Mr. NSYNC, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a prick if you tip me. My tank is on empty, no patience is in me. And if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet in the air. I don't care who was there and who saw me. Just draw you, go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am.
Man, I hate to cut off that song. That is Eminem, The Way I Am, and that's one of my favorite songs of all time. His cadence in there, his delivery, the way he's accenting syllables, it's just incredible. And it was all influenced by Rakim. I think it's a bit of an homage to one line in one Rakim song. And once you hear this song from Eric B. and Rakim, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. This is As the Rhyme Goes On.
Knowledge will begin until I finish this song, 'cause the rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme goes on. You sweat as you step, about to get hype. Or should you just listen to the man on the mic? You're physically in this with me, but how could you tell if it's meant to be hip-hop, if you're not mentally as well? Ready to absorb the rhyme that I just poured into the mic, so unite and this won't be so bored. If you just keep kicking, listen to the mix and think, you'll sink into the rhyme like quicksand. Holds and controls you till I leave. You fall deeper in the style, it's hard to breathe. The only time I stop is when somebody drop, and then bring them to the front, 'cause my rhyme's the oxygen. Then wave your hand when you're ready, I'll send you into your favorite dance, but let the rhyme continue. And so on, and I'ma go on simultaneously. Even if I stop, the rhyme remains to be rising to the top. And I came to drop it, to catch it and quiz it. It's my topic, universal, 'cause I move everybody to come by exercising your mind. To coincide as one, then look around and see how packed the party start to get. I draw a crowd like an architect, the five bowls reacting, all the islands are tracking, every state can't wait. So they attack, open spot on the floor, squeeze in 'cause it's packed. It'll be more room if MCs play the back. I'm the R, the A to the K I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
That's a famous line right there that lots of MCs have used, including Nas.
I'm the N, the A to the S-I-R, and if I wasn't, I must have been Escobar.
Master Ace.
I'm from the B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N. If I wasn't, then why would I yell I am?
And countless others. Rappers quote other rappers in song all the time, and I always thought we needed some kind of footnote system, some kind of reference for that, because so many people quote Rakim, and a lot of the casual listeners out there are unfamiliar that it's Rakim they're quoting. I don't know what we can do about that. Probably nothing other than just getting schooled, and this is why this is called Know Your History. You should know your history, because Rakim is one of the greatest. You know what's kind of rare in hip-hop, though? The cover song. Rappers will take lines, but they'll hardly ever take an entire song and redo it. Well, that's not always the case. Rakim has been covered quite a few times. Here's an interesting one from Raekwon the Chef.
What? Yeah. Shout out the 18th letter, you know? Word up. We gonna do it like this. And pay homage to the most livest. Yeah. Yo, ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done. Give me my 10G coat to perform another song. Cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I wear. I like to stand in the crowd and watch niggas wonder, damn. Then think about it, then you wonder. Clan, they just rag shit, rip shit, bruise shit. Maybe that's the rap shit. I gotta prove shit, even if it's jazz or the Quiet Storm. Now flip the beat up, convert it to a hip hop joint. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, swift like the Beamer kid. Whoop with the crowd while my lyrics spit flames. I float, take a bow, cause it's all in my veins. Another remedy, fly niggas is enemy. Cause I'm as live as some rap niggas with energy. Now beat it, cause I'ma put the nine on pause. My shark's beaming, catch you on the side of the store. Call your bluff, make you stare in my face. Your team suck, remember me, the one you got your ideas from. How soon you start to suffer, until you get stuck up. When you start to fuck up, that's when you get bucked up. Biting me, you think you dope. I smash your boat with bad coke. You should've wrote, because I ain't no
It's joke. Been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a re-up to connect to. Think of all the weak product you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a re-up to connect to. Think of all the weak product you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you.
I was a fiend before I was 17, I melt the microphone like blowing some evergreen. It's all rain making from where hip hop was originated. Pieces the streets a bubble, it's marked and dated. Cause I grab the mic now, I say yes, y'all yell scrape it. Then I'ma say let's ball, come on, cool. Cause I'ma get on rap, twist the drum on the speaker, pull a snub and then flex. Back to them crabs, y'all niggas had y'all laughs, and then I spaz on the rhymes I splash. Run back for your brother gun, then I grab the double pump. Then this the opposite and ask if another come. Cause I'ma get busy, get dough on my team. Yup, I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean? I'm raging, rip up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every line is laid in, caught up thoughts of sorta and addiction. Bags of pies, smell of bricks, kid, vocals, vocabulary, the stage is a suction. The mic is a drain, no volcanoes erupting. Lines overblowing, gradually glowing. Everything is written in a cold slick and Cohen. Slide, my thoughts are glide. 48 Max and knives, the invincible microphone fiend Raekwon. Spread the word, cause it's on. C-E-R-E-A-L, a smooth operator with notorious crack.
Yes, this is Chase March, and you are listening to your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. This is Know Your History, episode 33, and today we are shining a spotlight on the 18th letter, the God MC. He's got lots of nicknames, Rakim. Eric B. and Rakim were the group that he was with back in the day, and then he was solo for a little while, and he is one of the most respected MCs in the game, and definitely respected musician, even outside of hip-hop culture. You know, in rap music, we don't often see a cover song. We don't often see a rapper taking someone else's song and spitting it from start to finish. We just heard Rakim tribute by Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan, and it wasn't so much a cover song as it was a mishmash of different verses and different lines from Rakim put together. We've already talked a lot about how rappers will borrow other people's lines, and it's kind of common practice, but Rakim is one of the most borrowed of all the MCs ever. And if we look at cover songs, which are very rarely done, there's a dozen Rakim ones. I mean, we have that Raekwon one we just played. There's one by Buckshot and Funkmaster Flex. Snoop Dogg does one. Big Pun does one. And even Rage Against the Machine, which is an alternative rock outfit, does a cover song of a Rakim song, just to show the huge influence there. I want to play another song for you right now, and I'm not even going to explain the Rakim connection. I'm just going to hope you can get it. This is Boogie Monsters, Recognize Thresholds of Negative Stress, from their album Riders of the Storm that came out in 1990.
Nucleus of the frame. The cytoplasma is getting fatter as it grows, and attend upon arrival of the truth is spiritual. You hear it, nigga, you'll get loose. So light the wick unless you're busy like a stick and TNT. I override the threshold and take it back to the seal. Can it be? Entering the party. Come and grab the microphone. Come and move my body. Well, I came through the door. With the
one of my favorite songs right there, Boogie Monsters, Riders of the Storm. Excellent album. Hope you caught the Rakim reference there. I bet you the more you listen to hip-hop, the more you will catch Rakim references, because they are everywhere. And I think we've covered the MCs pretty well so far in the first two-thirds of the show. The last third of the show, let's make it about the DJs. DJs that like to cut and scratch choruses and will use portions of records love Rakim. Eric B. and Rakim is definitely one of the most scratched hooks that you can find, and I want to start off with one great one right now. This is DJ Premier in Deep Concentration.
Here's a little story that must be told. Here's a little story that must be told.
DJ Premier is in Deep Concentration. Deep concentration.
Yes, it's all about the DJs right now, paying respect to Rakim. Eric B. and Rakim, definitely pioneers in hip-hop that changed the game when they came through in the mid to late 80s. Before that, old school rap, you know, you were kind of yelling your rhymes and you were saying it with more of a cadence and you were saying it in kind of sing-songy patterns type thing and being really fun with them. But Rakim came through with lyrics and he was more laid back and just really lyrical and putting his words together in ways that hadn't been seen before. Really changed the game, and it's hard to imagine what rap would be like without Rakim. And it's no doubt that everyone from like all different sorts of genres cite him as an influence. And just talking about DJs scratching hooks, here's another one that I really like, the Beat Nuts, No Equal.
Number one competition is none. Number one competition is none. Number one competition is none. Number one competition is none.
Niggas got me steaming, about to flip my lip. Fuck around and I'll proceed to blow your back out, kid. Not to say I'm on a violent tip, but my hand stays on my gun in case you start some shit. Cause I've been rhyming since way back when. Straight up and from the heart as I was always been. Now punk niggas wanna test me, but all that tickety-tickety tongue twisting shit don't impress me. It's just a phase and you know damn well that you'll fall off in a minute, cause that shit don't sell. Funny how you think you could surpass me or outlast me. With that bullshit style you're falling fast, G. See, I suggest you go back where you came from. Come on, don't play, son. See, the days of paying dues is over. I'm a little fed up, and it's time that I show ya. We battle one time, you're dead, no sequel.
No mic and my mic, come on, yo, no equal.
There's no way number one, competition is none.
No mic and my mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You know we're number one, competition is none.
No mic and my mic, come on, yo, no equal.
The wiggity wicked psycho left, yeah. Drops it like a lunatic, steady. Back back breaking bitches with my super dick. Hats on the gym, sometimes I nut in them. Saint eyes, fucks up their eyes, then I pin them down. While I'm flowing to this nutty sound, open up the knapsack, check out what we found. Horns, bass, lines, beats get chopped in the nut shop. We always time, yeah. I'm kilt lamping like flavor floating at the top while you sink. And I can save ya just like the biz said. Remember, styles I drop, tell me what is it? Word to your mama, I'll bend your girl like a comma. Doop the lambada, I think I gotta stop because the bitch said, fada. So I nutted and I got out. No matter how hot you claim to be, you can't roast this nut. What's up? You wanna get eaten up like a hostess cupcake? You know my words are lethal.
Your mic and my mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You know we're number one, competition is none.
Your mic and my mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You know we're number one, competition is none.
Every line I connect, my literature's perfect. Per minute, per second, and yo, you gotta reckon with fashion. Cause by the way, I'm ripping things. Whoever thinks I take a loss has hamster brains. Young dames, I shoot him as Jimmy aims to knock up. Sex with this flex, bad thing tends to lock up. Yeah, really badass, smoking past your niggas. To chicks, I stick shit with, I love your figures. Triggers, I pull them in no remorse for bodies. Fash pumps the hotties, chumps pump with shotties. Shoot them up,
bang, bang.
Miss targets rarely, mics I touch. Up, I fuck so daily, barely. Another who could test the cool fast asses. I kick in the ashes, dumping trashes. So don't rip, cause I flow swift like the Nile, son. Tame is for plain Jane fame, I'm a wild one. Automatic, Lee, I let loose the fierce MCING, forcing me cool fast. Sending a blast to rap people.
Your mic and my mic, come on, yo, no equal.
You know we're number one, competition is none.
Your mic and my mic, come on, yo.
Yeah, that was the Beat Nuts, no equal. Paying tribute to Rakim in a small way by cutting and scratching in the chorus some Rakim lines from My Melody. Man, Eric B. and Rakim's album Paid in Full, which is a hip hop classic, is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. That's really impressive. And for this episode of Know Your History, I really wanted to focus in on the influence he has had in hip hop culture and in music in general. There are a lot of songs that either sample him, quote lyrics from him, or cut and scratch some of his records in the hooks and in different various parts of songs. I couldn't play them all. There were quite a few more that I wanted to play, and I know I only played snippets of a few of them. I mean, this show could have gone on all night long, but I want to get Gamma Crush obviously spinning and Daddy J doing his thing later on, so I'm not going to hog the whole thing with Rakim. Although, maybe it's something we could think about doing in the future. I know I wanted to play So Fabulous by Little Brother. I wanted to play Big Brother Beat by De La Soul. I wanted to play Man Behind the Music by Queen Penn. I wanted to play that Big Pun, I Ain't No Joke cover song. I'm not sure how you say it. Trey Letches. Buckshot did one of I Ain't No Joke. Snoop Dogg did a rendition of Paid in Full. That famous line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat, from Eric B. as President. Tupac used I Got My Mind Made Up. I love both those songs. I wanted to compare and contrast those. The hook for Move the Crowd has been borrowed several times. You know, what else? Ghostface Killer did Ghost Denny, How Can I Move the Crowd? Lines in there. 50 Cent has referenced him. Shock G, Digital Underground. Do What You Like, listen to that song. See if you can pick up the Rakim references. And Crooked Eye, Corrupt, Dog Pound, Eminem, Jay-Z, I Complete, Killer Priest, some British rapper, Scroobius Pip, The Game, Nas. Yeah, Nas has a whole song called UBR, Unauthorized Biography of Rakim. There's Apathy does stuff, Rage Against the Machine, R.A. the Rugged Man, it goes on and on. Cannabis, he paid tribute to Rakim in his 1,000-bar song Poet Laureate. Lloyd, Brother Ali references him, So Is What You Got. Man, the list goes on and on. Jedi Mind Tricks, there was another good one I wanted to play, Save Yourself. Didn't get to that. We're all out of time though, but I do want to close off with Saul Williams, and I need to play this track. I'm not going to play the whole thing, it's just going to be a snippet, and Well, you'll know why in a second.
Not until you listen to Rakim on a rocky mountaintop have you heard hip-hop. Yeah.
Well, that's it for the show. If you have Rakim records, whether solo or with his group Eric B and Rakim, go throw them on and celebrate and recognize the genius and brilliance that is Rakim. Thanks for tuning in. This is Chase Smart saying, you better know your history.